Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just mean by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Are you in that holiday season? Well, we are right here, and in that spirit, I have officially the official holiday dramatic reading, A Pet's Night Before Christmas, that you will hear. Also, if you want to celebrate or want to celebrate cats, this is the show for you. PetSmart Charities and the Wynn Feline Foundation have combined their efforts to do something really, really cool for shelter cats, and I'll tell you, if you're looking at a place to give before the year end, you know how the IRS is. You have to do it before the end of the year. And if you're looking at the Wynn Feline Foundation, PetSmart Charities, two very nice choices. And a lot of people do get a cat at this time of year to introduce into their home. How do you do that? Well, Dr. Teresa DePorter, veterinary behaviorist, will tell us how. And I will tell you all sorts of things. Well, at least answer your questions right here, 866-554-PETS. Toll free, I'm a certified animal behavior consultant. My job, it is my job, my mission to help you, 866-554-PETS. Don in North Carolina, you called, so magically here you are. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to see if you could help me out with my cat. I have, she's scratching my furniture. I want to buy some new furniture because she's done scratched this all up. I do have a, like one of the little scratch pads made out of cardboard for her, and she does get in that once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, I'm looking at buying some furniture that's made out of a material called pleather. It's a little leather and vinyl both.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if, and I've been told by some people that they don't like the feel of the vinyl type material, but they won't scratch it.
Well, I can't comment. I cannot comment on pleather because I really don't know about it. But I do know cats will sometimes scratch on vinyl furniture. It's all individual preference. But here's also what I know: given the opportunity to scratch at something they really like, rewarded for that, they are more likely to go after that. So here's what I would do: I would buy a vertical scratching post. The taller, the better. You don't have to go crazy now. It doesn't have to be up to the ceiling. But cats will stand on their back legs and then reach up. We've all seen cats do this. And reach up so their claws are kind of in the sky. And we need something as tall as your average cat or taller. And they like different things. It depends on the individual cat. But overall, most cats like this material called sisal, or some say sisal. And it's wound around the scratching post. And you can get them at any pet store anywhere. And a sturdy base, and you put that next to the place where they're currently scratching. Now, how do you encourage the cat to scratch there? A couple ways to do it. One is you can clicker train your cat to do it. And that's a whole long explanation, and you can look that up on the internet, but it really does work. Another way to do it is just take an interactive toy, you know, a fishing pole type toy with feathers or fabric or a cat dancer. Play with your cat there, and your cat happens to, in going for the toy, scratch or at least touch the scratching post. Well, now it's got your cat's scent on it, which is a great start. The other thing you could do, believe it or not, sometimes is scratch it yourself, and the cat will look at you and say, "What?" And you know, it's like monkey see, monkey do, or cat see, cat do. And it's observational learning. Cats are very good at that. So some have reported that works as well. Now, the corrugated scratchers are good in that it gives the opportunity for your cat to do a horizontal scratch as well as a vertical scratch. And you can put catnip in there, which encourages not all, but most cats.
Yeah, she's not real crazy about catnip.
Okay, well, not all cats are. However, they do like that corrugated feel, but they need, aside from, I'm glad you're providing that, but aside from that, they need a vertical scratch. And that's what this cat is probably in part using the sofa for. Now, to do it best, what you do is you put something over the sofa like a, you know, the rug runners that people get, you know, yeah, for their or for a car mat, something like that. And what you do is you turn it upside down. And those little nubs are uncomfortable to walk on. You don't need to punish the cat. You don't need to scream at the cat for going on the sofa. If you have this covering your sofa, and I'd start with the sofa the cat's already scratched. If you have this covering the sofa, then your cat's not going to even want to go there because it's so uncomfortable to walk on it. It's as simple as that. Now, where is there a better place? The other thing is when you catch your cat scratching, that's hard to say. Catch your cat scratching, reward your cat. You know, just like we think of training dogs with positive reinforcement, same works for cats just fine. So give the cat a treat for doing it. Tell your cat how beautiful your cat is for scratching in the right place.
Now, she's 5 years old. Can she still learn at that age?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I she's an indoor-outdoor cat. In fact, she doesn't very seldom ever goes to the bathroom in her litter box.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want to get her nails taken off.
Good.
I thought that'd be too cruel for her.
It would.
You know, and I thought it might mess her up and, you know, psychologically.
Well, there could be some truth to that. That's a more complicated answer. I mean, it turns out that declaw, which is something I don't think is particularly humane. Yes, the veterinarians do it humanely. But we're talking about if you bend your finger, where your finger bends at the knuckle, we're talking about amputating from the knuckle on out to the end of the finger. That's not like clipping nails. It is literally cutting off a joint. It's amputation. There's no other word for it. So I don't think that's the right thing to do. Sometimes, I mean, we don't know. We know that people with amputations have phantom pain. Sometimes for the rest of their lives, we don't know if cats feel that or not. We also don't know what the pain factor is for sure, because cats are so good about masking pain. So, yeah, and if you have an indoor-outdoor cat, it could be a death sentence altogether.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. See, I had a cat for 14 years, and it was a five-toed cat. And when we got it, it was a kitten. My girlfriend took it and had the front claws removed. And that cat went outside every day, and it fought other cats, and it acted like it didn't even have a problem with it.
Well, and maybe this one cat didn't. I'll tell you, I'm a proponent of cats being indoors, ideally. They live longer lives, they live healthier lives, they live safer lives. We know that. If you've had a cat that's been outside its entire lifetime, bringing it indoors might work. If you provide the right enrichment, if you make indoors interesting enough and enrich the environment, that would be the safest thing to do for your cat. But either way, I would not be a proponent of declaw.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to give it a try with the scratching post and see what I can do to get her.
Well, ideally the scratching post and also encouraging training the cat to go there and at the same time making the place where she's currently scratching not appealing. And you can do that simply by draping something over it such as a rug runner with those nubs up or car mats, something of that nature that is uncomfortable to walk on. People use aluminum foil, but frankly, most cats are not. Some are, but most are not deterred by that.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for your advice.
866-554-PETS. That's our phone number. Type in Steve Dale when you go to YouTube, and you can see, what is it now? Well over 200 videos on all sorts of things related to pets, of course. Pet health, pet grooming, dog training, cat training. Yeah, all there on our YouTube page. Coming up next, it is the moment you've been waiting for. I am certain all year long, that is my holiday rendition of A Pet's Night Before Christmas. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail Taylor near you.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
So listen, you've got the doorbell ringing and ringing and ringing. All those people are coming over. More people then pile into your house. Then more people. Some dogs, they're the happiest at this time of year because this is their favorite thing, to greet all these people. There are some cats, but yeah, you heard me right, that love that as well. But many cats do not, and some dogs don't. So what do you do to relieve their anxiety and relieve your anxiety? Because they're coming in from the snow, right? And they're bringing the ice and the salt with them. I'm talking not about the guest. They do too, but I'm talking about the pets. So one thing you can do is to use a ice melter, and this is great for the guests too, and it's great for your concrete, something that is pet safe. And it doesn't track all that stuff in the house. Safe Step Sure Paws is my idea. And then here's the other idea. So you've got all these people coming in. What do you do with the pets? Well, again, for the pets that love all those folks, great. Some don't. So put them in a separate room, close the door, pump up some music, plug in the pheromones. That's right, Adaptil for dogs, Feel Away for cats. They lower stress and anxiety and give the pets something to do, something to chew on, perhaps. If it's a dog, if it's a cat, just something to play with, but give them something else to sort of take their minds off all the commotion going on in the other side of the house. Now, it is the time. Get those recorders ready. Do they still make recorders to record radio? I don't think so. But get them ready anyway, because here it is. The official rendition, Pets Night Before Christmas. We are ready. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, especially the mouse, because the mouse knows who's in the house. Oh, there's Fido, there's Fluffy, there's Duchess and King. On Rover, on Scruffy with that squeaky thing. Go by the red hydrant, run past those trees. Nothing can stop you, not even the fleas. They heard a tinkling on the roof. You know how reindeer are when you gotta go. The prancing of each little hoof. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas, he was greeted with a purr and a bark on his Nicholas. He came with squeaky toys, rawhide and liver to deliver. His eyes, oh, how they twinkled. His dimples, oh, how merry. When Rover licked his nose, it tasted like sherry. He sprang to his sleigh to give his team a whistle, and he said, "Ho, ho, ho, a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And to all of you, happy holidays to you and all of your family members, including those with feathers, scales, and four legs. Coming up next, a nice conversation, because these great organizations are doing something very nice for shelter cats. You'll hear about it next.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. David Hayworth is the president of Pet Smart Charities in the U.S., but that's not good enough for this guy. Canada, too. And also Dr. Vicki Thayer is the executive director of the Win Feline Foundation. And these two great organizations have gotten together to help cats, particularly shelter cats. You'll learn how in a second. First, for those who don't know, Dr. Thayer, what is the Win Feline Foundation?
Win Feline Foundation is a nonprofit public charity that funds or supports cat health through research and education. And we've been around almost 50 years doing this kind of work.
And safe to say that pretty much everything we know about cats, whether they be outdoor cats, indoor cats, we know through studies the Win Foundation is funded.
That's correct.
And Dr. Hayworth, I think people know the name PetSmart Charities, but might actually not know what PetSmart Charities really does.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah, it's an interesting organization. So we're an independent 501c3, obviously affiliated with the PetSmart stores. Primarily, though, funded by donations made at the PIN pad as people check out after their purchases at PetSmart. We also get some funding from PetSmart Incorporated, largely in in-kind donations. But we're all about ending homelessness in pets and celebrating the human-animal bond.
Well, thank you.
Missions.
Yep, and thank you for letting me go right into this perfectly, because celebrating cats in particular and getting them out of shelters is something that's been happening more and more because there's been more more people thinking about that. And I brought that up to you, and you said, you know what, Steve, you're right. We're going to do something about it. And indeed, you are doing something about it.
Absolutely. One of our primary strategies is to make sure that cats, while in the shelter system itself, have the best life that they can while they're waiting for their forever home. Of course, another strategy of ours is to get them off into those forever homes. But this collaboration with Wynn is a great opportunity for us to learn more about the diseases that happen when they're in shelters and get those diseases cured, get them prevented, and make sure that these animals are healthy and happy and then can get to their forever home.
And cats in shelters are particularly susceptible not only to illness, but also psychological problems, for lack of a better way of putting it, Dr. Thayer.
There's no doubt about that. It can be a very stressful process for cats, and just where they may have been living before, sometimes under a lot of environmental challenges, and going into a whole new environment, be like us going into somebody else's home and trying to learn how to live there, and then going off to a new home. So no question, illness and stress is a major factor for these kitties.
So I'll let you make the official announcement as to what PetSmart Charities is really doing to step it up here, to say we are going to make the difference. So right now, here it is, the official announcement.
Great. PetSmart Charity has given Wynn Feline Foundation a grant to fund cat health studies in the area of shelter medicine. And this is an area that we're really excited to focus on. We always want to help all cats. And, certainly this is a growing area in feline medicine, and it's a needed area. And so we're excited to be able to look specifically at being able to help the health and welfare of these cats.
Dr. Hayworth, I've known you a number of years, and often in conversation, I begin a sentence and then you kind of finish it for me. You're ahead of me very often, but you clearly understood the need for this even before I could even describe how this could be helpful.
Oh, no question about it, Steve. You know, we at PetSmart Charities are a very data-based, very research-based organization, and there is not nearly enough information known about the diseases of cats. And these aren't just diseases that happen to cats in shelters, but certainly, as you pointed out and Vicky articulated, there's cats in shelters are particularly at risk for certain diseases, particularly stress-related diseases. And we hope we can find more about them through the work under this grant.
And what we don't know is the interplay necessarily between stress and illness. So how much stress is too much stress for one cat? And why do other cats seem to do okay with it? How do we lessen the stress in the environment? And what can we do very specifically about some of these illnesses that really seem to happen more often in shelters that we don't have answers for? All of that in a year, we may, because of you, Dr. Hayworth, we may be able to report back and say, we have answers for some of these things. So this is huge. Dr. Vicky Thayer, the Wynn Feline Foundation, WynnFelineFoundation.org, W-I-N-N, FelineFoundation.org. Dr. Hayworth, PetSmart Charities, you do so much good work. And boy, you've had quite the busy year here, I know, helping with the hurricanes and fire upon fire upon fire in California. So thank you for all the work you do.
We are pleased to do it, and thank you for all the donors who make that work possible.
Next year, telephone calls, 866-554-PETS.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. We move to Pennsylvania. Hagen, you're on the radio. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's going on with you?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I have a long-haired dachshund. His name is Frank.
Frank, yeah.
He was a year old in May. He has been with me. It was a year in June. I had another dachshund. He was 14 years old. He and Frank were together for about 6 months, and Rudy died, my other one, and Frank's been alone ever since, and I can't even go to the bathroom without that dog flipping out. I go outside to go to get the mail. He constantly barks. He even gets nauseous and goes to the bathroom or throws up. I mean, he just panics whenever I leave.
Sure.
I always have to be in his sight.
Did this happen?
He's a great dog, but I don't know how to break him of that. He's moving the furniture around till I get home. You know, he just goes nuts whenever I'm not here.
Well, panic is the right word. And, of course, you realize your dog's not doing anything on purpose here. Your dog is panicked. But what I want to know is, did this begin after your other dog passed away?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I could leave, and they would both be here, and my older dog, Rudy, you know, he was fine with it. But then whenever Rudy passed, now Frank, he just don't know what happened. He thinks like he's the only dog in the world or something. I just don't know what to do for him, and I feel bad for the guy, but then I, you know, there's times where I just can't take him with me everywhere.
Well, of course. So there's one of two options here. So
I live by myself too, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing that's possible is that it is a coincidence, and your dog would have developed separation anxiety anyway. However, it seems there's a cause and effect here. Your dog passes away, and then the separation distress occurs. So I wonder if you get another dog, whether
I thought about that.
Yeah,
I even called the breeder to see if he had another one, you know, just for like a replacement. But I'm just not sure if I'm going to take that on yet. But if that would help out Frank, my dog now, then sure, I'd do that.
Well, there's no guarantee, but here's what I can guarantee. In general, in fact, not in general, dogs are social animals. Most dogs, not all dogs at all, but most dogs appreciate the company of other dogs. Now, for the most part, separation anxiety that we see is the separation of the human or humans in the home. You could take away all the other dogs. It doesn't matter. You can add in all these other dogs. It doesn't matter. It's the human beings that the dog is attached to, and that separation is what causes separation anxiety. However, every once in a while comes along a case like yours, apparently, I'm not certain, where the dog is so attached to the other dog and so accustomed to the other dog, when something happens to that other dog, the existing dog pretty much panics when left alone. And it could be, I'm not promising anything here, but it could be that by getting another dog, you'll be okay. Now, yes, the breeder doesn't have anything available, but there's Dachshund Rescue. And I don't know, about 25% of dogs that land in shelters are pedigree dogs. And because Dachshunds are a popular breed, it's even conceivable that if you keep calling your local shelters, at some point in time, they'll end up with a Dachshund. You can go to Pet Finder, I'm sure, and find a Dachshund. So there are lots of choices out there, because I do realize Dachshund.
Well, I never even considered that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
That's okay. Dachshund people are no matter what. So probably getting another dog, by the way, you don't need a Dachshund. A dog is a dog is a dog. It's unlikely, anything is possible, but very unlikely that your dog is going to say, oh, that's not a Dachshund, so therefore I'm prejudiced against that dog. You brought in a Labrador mix, you know. You could bring in any kind of dog you want. I mentioned Dachshund because you did. I also mentioned Dachshund because I know Dachshund people, and it's like potato chips. It seems many can only have not just one, but need two or three or four of those Dachshunds, those little wiener dogs running
Frank
around.
Frank is my third one.
There you go. Just my point. But any dog would do. Again, I can't guarantee it, but based on your description, it seems as though having another dog in the house might solve the problem. Now, it may not be instant love. It might be, but it might not be. If you do this, call me back and ask about how to introduce the two dogs to at least most likely have it go well. There are some tips I can offer, but that is what I would consider.
Okay. Okay, that's very insightful. And just looking back, whenever I had mentioned about Rudy that passed, I had his brother for 12 years. I didn't get his brother from, but I had two brothers that were together.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever the first one passed, I got Frank to be buddies with the second one. And then Rudy passed, and now Frank's by himself. Now, Frank didn't know Zeke. Frank only knew one of my prior dogs, but they were buddies. They were running buddies.
Yeah, that's, you know, so dogs do, in general, that get along well and within a household. They bond with one another, of course, but there are some breed predispositions, and dachshunds tend to be one of those dogs where if a dachshund likes another dog, they really do like another dog. They very much bond with those other dogs. So none of this surprises me necessarily, except that most separation anxiety occurs because, as I say, the dog is concerned about the person leaving, either an individual within the family or different family members, not usually a cat or a dog, but on occasion it happens. And it's apparently, perhaps, has happened within your household. So let us know what you decide to do.
I'll be darned. Hey, I'll tell you one more thing here, please, if I may, real quick.
Quickly, because I'm running out of time.
Whenever Rudy passed, he was on his blankie or on his blanket, you know, and we buried him and took care of that, and I washed the blanket numerous times, and there was no, it wasn't soiled or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But every time Frank, my dog now, every time he would go past that blanket, he would either sniff it, roll in it, urinate on it, and he was very protective of that blanket. So I think you might have hit the nail on the head. He don't know what happened to Rudy, and whenever I leave, he thinks he's going to be rolling around on another smelly blanket.
Well, you know,
I feed him, too. You know, he's thinking, there goes my meal ticket. You know, what time's he getting home?
Well, you know? I do think, listen, you didn't do anything wrong, but I do think if possible, and it's certainly not always possible, that all the family members attend when a dog is euthanized, and that includes other dogs in the home. Now, we don't know what they know and what they don't know, but I still tend to think that's a good idea. I don't know that it would have prevented what's going on now. I mean, your dog may simply miss his pal.
Oh, me darn. Kind of sad, so I think I'm going to have to do some shopping and get Frank a buddy.
They're out there.
I'm going to look, and I do appreciate you answering my questions, and you took a lot off my mind. I enjoy your show, and I thank you very much. Keep up the good work, buddy.
It's kind of you. Thank you, and let us know what happens.
I promise you I will.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
My number, 866-554-PETS. Call. Ask away. That's what we're here for. I'm here to help. 866-554-7387. Coming up next, our email question of the week. Now, there are lots of ways to reach us. You can call 866-554-PETS or do this. Email Steve at PetWorldRadio.net. That is what Virginia in Michigan did about her Jack Russell Terrier hearing strange noises and barking. Perhaps the dog is seeing ghosts. I don't know. I will have the answer, though, next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email Steve at PetWorldRadio.net.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail near you.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, we try to offer good advice. And we've tried to do that throughout 2017. What a year it's been, huh? I can't believe the year is almost over. In fact, I just remember as if it was yesterday saying, Happy New Year! Welcome to 2015. You know, where does the time go? It's a cliche. I know it. But I think it's true. Anyway, next week on the show, highlights of the year 2017 in the pet world right here.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, whenever our Jack Russell Terrier hears a strange noise, she barks, then barks some more and more and more. She'll go on for 5 or 10 minutes. What can we do? Well, you have an alert dog, and it seems most people want their dogs to be alert. What most people don't want is a dog who goes woof, and then it continues for 10 minutes. So there's several ways in which we might be able to help you. One is to randomly praise your dog for doing nothing and say, good, quiet, when your dog is quiet. Even give your dog a reward for doing nothing, associating that with the word quiet. Then when your dog starts to bark, the notion is, you'll be able to say, quiet, and give your dog a treat if your dog is quiet. So what we want to do is teach your dog how to turn off barking. Most of us want our dogs to bark to signal something. And frankly, even if you don't, Virginia, you have a Jack Russell Terrier. Terriers are going to be alert, and terriers, Jack Russells, are going to be barking. What we don't want is that barking to go on what seems like forever. So to be able to turn it off like you would a faucet is the goal here. So try that. See if you can get your dog. And sometimes what can happen is the dog, here's another way to do it. The dog, I've done this. The dog barks, and then you say, hooray, good bark. And then you give your dog a treat for that. But then similarly, right afterwards, say, quiet, after 2 or 3 of those barks, and then give your dog a reward for that. It takes some patience to do, and you have to be able to reward your dog for being quiet and therefore understanding the word quiet. But I think you get the idea. If you don't, call in a professional dog trainer. Go to AP. Coming up next, introducing cats into a new home with Dr. Teresa DePorter.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter. Most people don't have a cat, Dr. DePorter. They have several cats, which means at some point a cat was introduced into the home. And sometimes that goes better than other times. So how can we help it to perhaps go the best it can possibly go.
People that like cats, they want to get a lot of them. So the cat lover that wants to bring a new cat into their home, they want them all to get along perfectly. And sometimes they do, but other times trying to bring in a new friend to join the group doesn't necessarily go as well. And that causes great distress for the cats that live in the home, the new cat coming in, and for that person that cares about this cat.
So I suppose at the top of the list, don't just put these two cats, the new cat and the cat that's been there together, and expect them to work it out.
So when we have a new cat coming into the home, we'd rather introduce them so gradually that there doesn't seem to be a problem at all. If we just take one cat and kind of shove it in the face of the other cats, we're very likely to have a bad first introduction, and you can't redo a bad first introduction.
Well, talk about that a little bit, because cats, I don't want to say they're not forgiving, but they're kind of not, and they really do remember. So if things go bad, then they tend to go worse.
Mm-hmm. Cats are animals that are used to potentially being the prey, and so if you make a single mistake when someone might attack you and kill you, you don't do it again. And so cats, when they're being introduced to another cat, we want to set it up in such a way that that is a successful first introduction. You can't redo that. So at a distance, cats don't want to be face-to-face, being the chance to observe each other from a distance and feel safe and comfortable and not aroused? And can they learn how to be friends and live in the same environment without a single bad episode at that beginning?
So today we have several tools to do that we didn't have even a couple of years ago. Some of those tools are understanding cat behavior better and behavior modification techniques. Some of those tools are products that can actually help. So in the couple of minutes we have, we can't go through all of it. We don't have enough time. But what are some of the things that we can do?
Probably one of the most important things to do is to segregate and separate the cats. So doors and walls that we have within our home, that gives the cats different territories. There are some products that can help decrease the stress of a cat coming into a new territory, and that's going to be your Feel Away Classic. This is a pheromone that helps the cat feel comfortable and safe in that particular environment. We also have a product that's another pheromone product called Feel Away Friends. Feel Away Multicat here in the U.S., it's Feel Away Friends in Europe. And
right.
This is a pheromone product that helps the cats feel safe and comfortable in social relationships. It's the same pheromone that's present when the mother cat is nursing her kittens, and they're at the beginning of that socialization period. So Feel Away Multicat can be used in the area where cats sleep and spend time to give them that feeling of comfort, and we think that influences their social relationships, particularly with other cats.
And you can use both Feel Away products at the same time. In fact, you probably should, I believe, right?
Absolutely, because we're looking at a new cat coming into a territory. That's a clear indication for Feel Away Classic. If we have a cat we're trying to introduce to other cats and social relationships, then that's an indication for the Feel Away Multicat.
Now, in addition to that, there's some other things you could do. I call it the foreign exchange program. So over time, bring in something that smells like the cat that's been there all that time into the room of the new cat, and then exchange. Take some toys or some bedding and put that where the cat that's been there is, and maybe even put it next to the food dish so the cat associates the cat that's been there. Something good, something positive via food with the new cat.
Yes, and we do recommend doing a rotation of objects that have these cat smells on them. I also think it's really important to capture the smell when that cat is particularly relaxed. So I will look for something that the cat has been sleeping on in a very relaxed fashion, because I think that evokes the message that I want to share. And what I don't do is take a washcloth and rub it on a cat around its face, and I think that's distressing for the cat. And if we do that, I think that probably takes a message of distress. We introduce that material into the area where the other cat is. I want to watch and see what that cat does. If it comes up to that cloth and hisses at it, its tail twitches, this is a cat that's reacting to just the smell. It's not ready to meet the whole cat.
And in fact, that's what it's about, right? So we are introduced to a new person, and it's about the visual appearance and the way that person acts. With cats, also about the way they act, but it's also about scent, and that's something that's hard for us to comprehend because we do not live in that world.
No, cats live in a much, much different world as far as how they perceive things than people do.
Dr. Teresa DePorter, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Next week, New Year's resolutions for pets.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.